This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Root, the root is on fire. So we've all known there was going to be a terrible baby food shortage, baby formula shortage. For a long time now, Abbott Labs whistleblower warned the FDA about issues at the Michigan baby formula plant a year before contamination triggered a shutdown that caused a national shortage lasting months. Everybody's known about this. New report reveals Abbott was warned of issues at their Sturgis plant in early 2021. Whistleblower alleged equipment and safety issues in an OSHA complaint. The complaint was shared with Abbott and the FDA in February of 2021. The plant shut down in February of 2022, a year later. So all those problems kept going for a year and only resumed production on Saturday, meaning this past Saturday. And the shutdown triggered a dire national baby formula shortage across the USA. But don't forget, there's much more to the story than that. A Republican congressman has shown video of all the stacks of baby formula in a warehouse at the border. And I mean, it's like all the world's baby formula is in one gigantic warehouse, as if Biden took all of it and stored it for the illegals, and then there was no more for the rest of us. So there's a lot of issues that go into this whole thing. I also want to quote Stephen. I got an email from Stephen during the break, and remember I put out those 12 lessons, and Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas and former GOP presidential candidate, tweeted out that you should all read Wayne Root's 12 lessons. And so they were pretty good lessons, and one of them was the automatic death penalty if you kill two or more people. So Stephen says, Wayne, anyone who opposes automatic death penalty for two or more deaths, meaning multiple murder, mass murder, with the use of any deadly means, execution to be carried out within 72 hours of capture, has blood on their hands. Let's put the death certificate in the criminal's hands before they commit any murderous act. This will also end the Columbine, Sandy Hook, Uvalde massacres. Also, anyone involved gets the death penalty. Anyone who opposes this law has blood on their hands because this is the only solution. Well, first of all, let me play devil's advocate. I'm on your side. I pitch this solution. But it's not the only solution. There are many solutions. I had 12, and then I expanded them to 14 different lessons learned from Uvalde, number one. Number two, look, the death penalty was in place for many, many years in this country. Most of this country's history, we had a death penalty. And still, lots of people murder people. So, you know, you can have a death penalty and it doesn't change a lot. There's always going to be murderers and mentally ill people and savage criminals and thugs that just disregard it. It doesn't solve all your problems. But it's a good idea. There's no question. And I took it as my idea. And Stephen, it's your idea too. And it's others' idea too. It's great. We absolutely should use that as one leg in a four-legged stool. That should be one of the legs. That we have a death penalty for mass murder. That's much more important than taking people's guns away. But it probably won't solve anything, just like taking people's guns away doesn't solve anything. There's always going to be murders. There's always going to be nutty people. We got a nutty person in the White House who's destroying the country. Every day destroying the country. This is Cloward Piven. The very thing that I said I learned at Columbia University to destroy the United States and collapse the economy and overwhelm the system. That very thing is being carried out right now, and it's happening every day in this country. This is Cloward Piven. And so it's happening all around you. Look at this headline. Gas prices so high, it's cheaper to buy cocaine says U.S. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. I mean, that's the kind of joke you'd hear from me. You wouldn't hear that from a U.S. senator. Of course, he probably had a comic writer that he paid to write that for him, because senators don't come up with jokes like that. But that is funny. Okay? It's cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere, he said. So that was just part of his thing, was to buy cocaine. It's cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere than use your car. The average price of gas in California is $6.34 as of publication time this morning. 10 states have surpassed $5, including my state, Nevada. Certainly, it's more than $5 in Vegas area. So, the Louisiana lawmaker, this is John Kennedy, attacked a number of leading Democrats while making the cocaine quip. Kennedy told Fox News that when he feels inadequate, I just look around at my colleagues in Washington, D.C. On really bad days, I see liars and frauds and meatheads in every direction. You know, but here's the thing again. Here's the problem I have with that statement. You know, it's funny, number one. Number two, it's kind of true. And I love it when you bash Democrats in D.C. state, D.C. swamp, deep state losers. I love that. That's good. But the truth is, they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to bankrupt the country. This is not a big surprise. This is not incompetence. Yes, there's some incompetence. Yes, there's some stupidity. And mixed in is dementia and mental illness. But mostly, they want to destroy the country. Stop being naive. They want to destroy the country. So, you can laugh all you want, tell jokes all you want about their stupidity and their ignorance. But they are destroying the country, and they are going to make us all dependent on government, and that leads to socialism. So maybe they're not so dumb after all. Rand Paul warns of double-digit interest rates, recession, and joblessness. Just what I've been saying day in and day out. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all the show has ever been, is my opinion, my gut instinct, my common sense. And whatever the raw truth is, I tell it. And I'm telling you, we're headed for disaster. Rand Paul, U.S. Senator, Republican, Kentucky, predicted late Tuesday, that's late yesterday, that recent unchecked federal spending will result in double-digit inflation, a recession, and growing unemployment. I wish better news, but we will get through this as a country. We're a strong, resilient country, strong, resilient people. We have to get people in charge of government to understand we have to live within our means. Unlike others in Washington, he said high gas prices, increased mortgage rates, and unemployment will rise as a way to temper inflation eventually. Nobody knows the future, but this is my prediction. I think we can go back to double-digit interest rates. I think that's in our future. I think recession and high unemployment is too, and that's the way inflation gets cured. Paul was addressing a question from a real estate agent worried about higher interest rates affecting sales. And he said, I think the Federal Reserve is going to keep putting them up a half point every time they meet. I think that happens probably every 4 to 6 weeks till they reach the inflation rate. And the inflation rate is 8.5%. And this is something people have to think about in making their plans. Again, I love Rand Paul, one of my favorite U.S. senators, if not my favorite, number one, the favorite. Great guy, and was a great supporter of President Trump. Even though he ran against him and lost to him, he was really a right-hand man to Trump. And he's a fan of mine. The only time I met Rand Paul, well, I met him a couple times, but the first time I met Rand Paul was at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. That's coming up again this July. And I met him at Freedom Fest, and I walked up to him after his speech, and I said, and before I could say the words, Wayne Allyn Root, he grabbed my hand, shook it, and said, Wayne Allyn Root, I'm such a big fan of yours. I read your columns all the time. So I love Rand Paul. I think he's great. But he's wrong again. He's another one that thinks they're incompetent, they don't know what they're doing, and they're spending too much by mistake. They mean well. No, they don't mean well. They're trying to carpet bomb the United States. This is a suicide attack on the United States. They are suicide bombers. This is not a mistake. The people behind them are the people that I went to school with at Columbia University. But they're not Columbia people. They're all the Ivy Leagues, all the elitists. They all want to destroy America. It's so crazy, though. Why would anybody want to do that, right? It doesn't make any sense at all. Because why would you want the Soviet Union or East Germany? They had to build a wall to keep people in with their policies that are the same as the Democrat Party. But they continue to want that. By the way, I mentioned Freedom Fest. Let me mention all of you, and you can go to freedomfest.com. Freedom Fest is a great event that happens in Las Vegas every single summer. I think this year, it's if I'm not mistaken, let me go to my calendar and make sure I get it right. I think it's like July 10th through 13th, but let me just see if that's correct. So it's coming up in about a month. Freedom Fest is July 13th to 16th. Excuse me. Wednesday the 13th of July through Saturday the 16th of July. It is 4 days in Las Vegas with some of the best conservative and libertarian speakers in the world, and about 3,000 people attending. And every year I'm usually the star of their debates. I think 4 or 5 years in a row I won in a landslide in my debates against really intelligent, high-profile people. And this year I'm in actually the two biggest debates of Freedom Fest again. One of them is a debate about Donald Trump and was the 2020 election stolen, and is Trump the best candidate for 2024, and I'll be debating a high-profile liberal, and so that will be the highlight of Freedom Fest, that debate. Wait till you see the guns I pull out, baby. And I'm talking metaphorically, of course. And then also there's a big debate on the legalization of drugs and the damage drugs are doing to this country, or is it better for this country and saves the police and the courts and the lawyers and everybody else a lot of money by not going after drugs and legalizing drugs. That's a big debate at Freedom Fest. I'm not the debater. I am the judge of that debate. It is Judge Wayne Root getting ready for my new judge show on national TV. Judge Root, Judge War, I like it. They'll have to say Sir Judge War, newly knighted. Gonna make the music high, Chris? We'll be right back. All right, Wayne Alla Root. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Everything starts at RootForAmerica.com. This is Wayne Alla Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alla Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Stealsanddealslv.com's on fire, too. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Now, John is busy moving his warehouse and everything must go. Stealsanddealslv.com's having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You heard me, liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off retail. Shop around, get the best prices anywhere else. Then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat the prices. You say, beat the prices of what, Wayne? Well, how about any product on earth for your home, office, or patio? TVs, furniture for home, office, patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Stealsanddealslv.com has it all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas. And now anyone can get the good deals because they ship nationwide. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. Or, by the way, if you are in Vegas, just go by their warehouse, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, stealsanddealslv.com. Like I say, things are very, very bad. Here's a headline, the summer of starvation. Soaring fertilizer prices unleash chaos and hunger worldwide. And this is all about Ukraine and Joe Biden's decisions to sanction Russia and get on Ukraine's side. It was all idiocy. First of all, none of it would have happened. Putin would have never invaded if Trump was president. Peace through strength. So it's all because of Biden that it happened in the first place. But once it happened, the idea that we would ship like $80 to $90 billion to Ukraine, That money is all wasted and gone forever, and all the weapons are gone forever. And you know who loves that? Remember what Eisenhower said, the military-industrial complex. You do realize that a lot of that money, let's say it's $90 billion that we've given so far, $40 billion in one tranche, $30 billion in another tranche, $10 billion in another tranche, $5 billion in another tranche, $1.7 billion in another tranche. It's about $90 billion we've given away of taxpayer money. Insanity. So, first of all, Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex. Probably half of it is cash. They call it humanitarian aid, and the other half is military equipment. We're giving all the military equipment we've got in America to Ukraine. So there's nothing left. If we're invaded by China or Russia, we're involved in a war, nothing left. But the military-industrial complex is brilliant. So they say, let's give it all away. Like, quick, give it to Ukraine, give it to Ukraine. So now all the stuff that's been sitting in warehouses across America and at military bases, American military bases, all over the world, they've got giant warehouses stocked with guns and bullets and bazookas and missile launchers and tanks and you name it, SUVs, and they gave them all to Ukraine. Now it's all got to be replenished because we've got to have it sitting there in an emergency. So we just gave it all away. And don't forget, we gave away $80 billion, I think it was $85 billion to be exact, worth of equipment on the ground in Afghanistan left for enemies. So between that $80 billion left on the ground in Afghanistan and at least $40 billion of equipment, military equipment that we've given away to Ukraine, add 80 and 40, $120 billion that was already spent on military defense contractors will now have to be spent again on military defense contractors. And I used to like these guys. You know, I mean, compared to liberals, of course they like military defense contractors. They're all ex-military, ex-officers, ex-admirals and generals. And they want to defend the United States, and they stand for patriotism. So they're my kind of guys. They're like a bunch of General Pattons, right? My kind of guys. Except now I believe they're ripping off the United States. This was one big, giant scam. And they thought if we could give all the military equipment, all the excess equipment in America, $40 billion worth, plus the $80 billion on the ground in Afghanistan, give it all away to Ukraine, and there's nothing left now, we're going to have to replenish it all. And we'll start lobbying that we replenish it, come to us, spend another $120 billion with us, and we all get rich. So instead of staying at, you know, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas on their trips, now they're going to stay at the Four Seasons. They're going to stay at the Wynn or the Encore instead of Mandalay Bay. My point is, they were already rich, now they're getting filthy rich with your taxpayer money. And there's no reason for it. We didn't have to go in on Ukraine's side. Who gives a crap? Ukraine's going to lose. It's a losing cause. You gave away $90 billion in a losing cause. It's stupidity. It's suicide. It's a no-win. Makes no sense, except to military contractors and the military-industrial complex. Greatest deal in history for them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
They were beyond irresponsible. They were reckless. They were incitement words. These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we faced.
The Dow losing 269 points to close at 32,910. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the...
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The Root is on fire. Fellowship Home Loans is on fire. They're the sponsor of this show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. And home sales are slowing down dramatically all over the country, but not here in Las Vegas. Lots of sales in Las Vegas. A good friend of mine just sold their house for $3 million. They've been on the market for years, and they just sold it for $3 million, way above what they were being offered a year ago and 2 years ago. And so home sales are still lighting it up here in Las Vegas. You need a friend in the mortgage business. And my friends Mike and Brian, and by the way, this company handles mortgages nationwide. But the only places left, I think, market's been basically wrecked by the Federal Reserve and the higher interest rates. Matter of fact, I just saw a thing that said home sales or home inquiries for sales for mortgages down to the lowest in 22 years. But it doesn't matter because here in Vegas and in Texas and in Florida, people are still buying homes like hotcakes. And you need a friend in the mortgage business. You got Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. For about 20 years, they've been providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often just evaluating your current situation and giving you good professional advice. Now, you have two friends in the mortgage business. All you do is say Wayne Root sent you. And Mike and Brian are your buddies. FellowshipHomeLoans.com. FellowshipHomeLoans.com. That's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Thank you for sponsoring the Wayne Root Show and signing the front of the check so the average person that listens to this show doesn't have to and gets to listen for free. So they're good guys, Fellowship Home Loans. Our guest is Christopher Dare. He is a Republican candidate for Secretary of State for the great state of Nevada. His website is ChristopherDareForSecretaryOfState.com. Christopher, you're on with Wayne L. Root. How are you?
Hey, so good to hear your voice, my friend.
Yes. So tell everyone out there why you're running for Secretary of State. And also, I know you're not a Vegas guy. You're a Reno guy. You're up in the north of Nevada, but you're down here all the time campaigning. So I think you're a city councilman in Reno, if my memory serves me correct.
Yes, I'm a city councilman actually in the city of Sparks. And I say that because we're right next to each other. But Sparks is loud and proud. That's where we have the rib cook-off. So if you're a Sparkanian, you know where to go for that. But I'll tell you what, it's been great. I actually grew up there in Vegas, and so the fun part is I'm a hybrid. I grew up in Vegas, pastored there for 15 years, and then moved up north about 14 years ago. So I'm kind of have friends all over the place, and so it's been pretty good. But why am I?
You said that wait, Christopher. You said that very quickly, but it's a very important thing to tell everyone. You said I pastored there for 15 years. Am I hearing right?
Oh yeah, I pastored at Cornerstone for 15 years.
Right, because right, that's a very important thing that people want to know that. You were a church pastor at Cornerstone in Las Vegas for 15 years. How does one go from a pastor to a politician?
That's a great question. Well, I'll tell you, you know what? We have a lot of similarities, at least I believe, in the sense of what our responsibility is we're there to serve, we're there to listen, we're there to care, and we're there to lead. And those are the things that I do bring to the table, but I've been doing that. I've been a pastor now for 30 years. And I ran private education for 20 years. And so when it comes down to those things, I've cared a lot for the things we're talking about all over our country right now and even in our state. And so, but how you go from that to that is you start getting involved, and next thing you know, you see things, and you're like, man, we can do better. And then you bring principles to the table, and then you say, you know what? People get behind you and tell me I should run. Matter of fact, here's a fun fact. Back about 20 years ago, I almost ran in Vegas as a Republican, and I was looking at a county seat or assembly seat. Part of me wonders if I'd ever ran against this flag back in the day. So it would have been an interesting ride. But
one of your opponents, and this is one of the questions I see that we have on our sheet here, and I think it's an important one. One of your opponents says he will stop election fraud, install voter ID immediately, and make ballot harvesting illegal. And those are all great things. I'm for all of those. But the question is, can a Secretary of State in Nevada actually make those changes to the law? What say you?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. And I'm for all those changes as well. But the answer is no. We actually don't get to make law. Matter of fact, as a city councilman, I make more potential of making more policy and law than I will as a Secretary of State. Now, we do get to put 8 bill draft requests in that we can immediately have these put together and start pushing on them. But you have to work with legislators and have a governor in place that will sign it, or none of that's changing. And that's part of been my goal, is making sure people understand, because I think a lot's said out there right now, and a lot of people put hope in that this one thing's going to change and you get this person in there. But the problem is the Secretary of State job is a big job, has a lot to it, and there's some things that we don't get to do. We don't get to just change the law. Matter of fact, I hear some of them say, you know, day one, all of the voting machines are gone. The only way they're doing that is if they steal them, because legally they cannot do anything more than that. Now, with that said, I think we have to visit every piece of voting. There's been too many questions. There's too many things that, you know, as a pastor, this is where you can see the correlation. I really do live above approach in my life the best I can. When it comes to voting, these questions at best are just really ran badly and bring confusion, and at worst have great fraud to them. And either one is not acceptable for our country, our state, or for our voters. And so that has to be fixed. That is a priority and has to be there.
All right. So, listen, I'm a, you know, one-note Johnny about one topic. I just love voter ID. I just think it's insane that we, you know, when it came to COVID, they were demanding ID to walk into restaurants in New York City and San Francisco and Chicago and liberal cities like that. And then you had to show ID, government-issued photo ID along with a vaccine passport. And that's not a problem. And that's not Gestapo. And that's not Nazi. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in order to eat and walk in a store. But they would not ask for voter ID or ID, government-issued photo ID, to vote, even though that's one of the most important things we ever do in life. And that only happens once every year, once every 2 years, once every 4 years, compared to I go out to eat every night and you want to ask for my ID every night. So voter ID to me, Christopher Dare, is very important. Tell me can we get it in Nevada, and could you, as the Secretary of State, lead that battle? Even if you can't do it by yourself, can you lead that battle?
Now, that's the thing I can do, and I say leading it is the answer, and it has to be. And I say this, even if we don't get the legislators we need and the governor, the one thing we can immediately do is to get it on the ballot, and we can lead that charge. I know over 80% of people want voter ID. There is no reason we don't have this, no reason we don't have it in place. And we have to get this in place, because if we are not careful, things will get locked down. But this is our new normal. And we don't want that. And that's what my concern is, too. As we're looking at this, we know this is only a primary. Whoever wins this has to go up against Francisco Aguilar, placed there by Harry Reid. And he's one that has a lot of money, and people think he can take it. You better put somebody up there that can stand up to that and win. And I do believe I'm the only one that can. And I know somebody else might say that, but if you look at my background and look that I'm across the state and all that I've done, I know for a fact that I could win that general. And so it is such a crucial element to us. And I say voter ID is huge, but also the voting rolls. I want to talk about what I can do for a second, because there's a lot of telling you can't do.
Sure, yeah.
But
what can you do?
Voting rolls, I think everything starts right there with voting. And that now has changed. It used to be in the county's hands. So everyone got really mad because they're like, well, Secretary of State didn't clear voting rolls and stuff like that. But the way it worked before is that the county was the one to collect them, verify them, and they would just kind of send them as they did, and then they would accept them. Well, now it's changed where Secretary of State's office is the one getting them first. So we can, just like you're putting a filter on water, you could put a filter right there and make sure every person who's coming on that roll is and should be registered or not, and we can make sure that's there. So I can tell you those kind of things we can do. I also know this. We can work with the clerks. I think the clerks are the answer to a lot of this, because some of this law will take a little bit of time, sadly. It won't move as quick as anybody wants. I know this. I'm a city councilman elected now, and I get so frustrated. But I can tell you, we can move some things with us working together and pulling the clerks together. And I know there's going to be a new rash of clerks. There's going to be new people, but I don't care who's in office. If we can get them to commit to the right things for our community, I think we can help start repairing that relationship with voting, where people don't feel like they have to question everything around every corner.
So let me ask a dumb question, and you know that famous saying, there are no dumb questions, right? It's all important to ask. I honestly don't know the answer to this. In most states, I always see that there's like, you know, a bunch of people running for each one of these offices, and if no person gets 50%, even if you win 49 to 10, if you don't get above 50, there's a runoff. Is there runoffs in Nevada? I don't even know, Christopher. You have a bunch of people in your race. No such thing. Whoever gets the most votes wins, and that's it. Is that right?
Whoever gets the most votes, that's it, and that's all it is. So
okay, all right, got it.
The only way something weird would happen is if we tied, and then they flip a coin or pick a card, which I've heard is crazy, but it's true.
All right, so well, it is Vegas, so it's a gambling town,
exactly.
Right? What are your and so is Reno. Reno's a gambling town too. We're a gambling state. What are your other priorities if elected? And all you've got is about a minute to finish this, so go fast. Other
okay,
priorities.
Thank you. Business. We need an advocate for business. And I actually ran for this in the first place because I work with business, economic development, across our state, in our country, in our state, to what we do now. It's so important. And after this, after COVID, it's very clear we don't have an advocate for businesses at a state level. So we need to bring the state closer. We need to make sure someone's there to do that. I have some definite plans. That's 80% of the job of Secretary of State. And then the other piece is protecting our most vulnerable from scams. That security fraud piece, that's for our seniors. And we actually have an investigative arm in that area to make a difference in our state. And that matters so much. We have
to. Hey, Chris, we're up against a really hard break, so I got to run. Christopher Dare, good ideas, good stuff. I dare you to vote for him. He's the Republican candidate for Secretary of State of Nevada. Christopher Dare for SecretaryofState.com. Thank you, Christopher. God bless. Good luck. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kyla Brew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, one of my brand new fans who had never listened to the show before and just listened the last couple of days and said, I love your show. And then he sent a new email an hour later and said, you know that guy you advertise, Kyle LeBrew, and you say he's so great, and he's a friend of yours and a friend of the show, and he's running for Congress? I just donated $500 to him. And then he sent me the receipt and third email, the receipt proving he gave him $500. So thank you very much. We've got some great fans on this show. Kyle LeBrew for Congress. We don't just need Republicans in Congress, Kyle says. We need the right kind of Republicans. We need fighters. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, and politicians who understand that government works for the people, not the other way around. So he will work for you. He knows he represents you. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle is an American first, unapologetic conservative candidate for Congress and an entrepreneur and a family man. He's running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you are in this country, just like my new fan who said he, you know, just gave $500 to Kyle this morning. He doesn't live in Missouri, and he certainly doesn't live in Missouri's 4th Congressional District, where Kyle's running, but he knows is a good candidate that we got to help get to Congress. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. So, to me, you know, certainly one of the biggest issues in America today is crime, out-of-control crime, and it's always in big, blue, Democrat cities, run 100% by Democrats, 100% by Democrats. Now, how is it our fault that there's massive crime in this country? Republicans, conservatives, patriots, Trumpers, deplorables. It's Democrats that are at the root cause, excuse the pun, of all the crime in this country. Okay, anywhere you have Democrats in charge, you have massive crime. Anywhere you have Democrat DAs funded by George Soros, you have revolving door justice. Everybody gets out after they hurt or murder somebody or rob somebody, and they go do it again. So here's the headline right now in the New York Post. controversial soft-on-crime reforms keep alleged New York City serial stabber out of jail. An alleged serial stabber with dozens of busts under his belt was freed without bail twice after Manhattan prosecutors couldn't nail an indictment against him in the time frame set by the state's controversial criminal justice reforms. Dylan Maldonado, 26, a reported member of the Bloods street gang, right, as in the Crips and the Bloods, he's the Bloods, was busted in two separate assaults last month near his Midtown apartment and initially ordered held on bail in both cases at the request of prosecutors. But under state statutes enacted as part of the soft-on-crime reforms in 2019, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office had just 144 hours to put together a grand jury to indict Maldonado. The career criminal's bail was tossed in both cases, allowing him to walk out of jail after prosecutors with Bragg's office hit snags. If he's a serial stabber, he shouldn't be on the street. That's pretty obvious, said Stephen McGregor, one of Maldonado's victims. What kind of social conduct are we trying to upkeep here? McGregor said, who's still traumatized by the May 9th attack. He said he was charging his phone at a kiosk at 7th Avenue and 39th Street when he's randomly hit in the face and slashed on the right arm. I haven't recovered. I got stabbed. It's a life-changing event. It's not something you're going to recover from. According to criminal complaints, Maldonado punched and stabbed two men at 7th Avenue and 59th Street on May 9th, and then stabbed a cyclist in the leg on May 20th. He's a suspect in at least two other similar attacks in Manhattan just since January, and has dozens of prior busts in recent years. And these guys are allowed to get out. One frustrated cop said, "Catch and release does not work. You can see it in his eyes. This person is not well." Another person said, "There's no way this guy should be walking around after stabbing four people." Shortly after midnight on May 9th, Maldonado, who was described in court as having a tattoo of an AK-47 firearm on his face. He's got a tattoo of an AK-47 on his face. It's never a good start. Is accused of stabbing one victim at the intersection and punching another multiple times before displaying a knife. These are the people we're letting out of jail on no bail. The minute they go in, they get let right out. Here's another headline in the New York Post. New Jersey woman busted as accomplice in attempted murder of a tourist wearing a $100,000 watch. NYPD arrested a New Jersey woman Tuesday on charges she was an accomplice in the shooting of a tourist at a Midtown hotel during the attempted robbery of his watch. Whitney Wiggins was in the getaway car used by career criminal, of course, Nathaniel Owens, 35, after the March 18th attack outside the 50 Hotel and Suites by Athena. The known resident was hit with attempted murder, robbery, assault, criminal charge of weapons, previously charged with attempted murder. Owens was on parole, there we go, for a 2012 weapons rap, allegedly shot the tourist multiple times in the legs and groin to get at his $100,000 Richard Mille timepiece at the hotel on East 50th Street near 3rd Avenue. Wow. Unbelievable. He remains in jail at Rikers Island. Well, what do you know? At least they didn't let him out. This poor guy has a nice watch, and he gets shot in the legs and the groin. I don't know what getting shot in the groin does to you for the rest of your life, but as a guy, I'm thinking it's probably not good. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That's 800-883.